everyone, it's Rachel, and you're listening to The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. Megan is taking vacation like she deserves it. She doesn't. But I'm here because I'm dedicated. We're bringing you the audio from last week's Real Housewives of New York reunion part 3. This is when they get into the Mexico stuff, you guys. So get ready. Buckle up. Tweet us all of your thoughts about this last Roni episode of the season at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. We want to know what you're thinking. We'll be back tomorrow to recap the incredible one-on-one special with Andy Cohen and Luann. Watch What Happens Live is back. I can't think of a better way for it to come back. That special, which is amazing, I've already watched it and I can't express the need to watch it more, airs tonight on Bravo, Wednesday, September 6th at 11:10 Central.
Welcome back for the conclusion of the Real Housewives of New York City reunion. I'm Andy Cohen. While our ladies have never shied away from a little pillow talk, these days such conversations seem to happen more frequently and with a lot more detail. In fact, when it comes to talking dirty with the housewives, there's no beating around the bush.
I always say inappropriate things. Forget the penis. We go back to the nipples.
No, you're on the penis now. The nipples are before you.
Okay.
Know.
I love the penis.
I'm gonna make it bigger.
I'm sure you do make it bigger.
How big is John's penis?
No!
Come on. Treatment areas. Okay. Genitals, is that part of the bikini?
Yeah.
Vagina's inside, genitals are outside.
I don't wanna be the only Don King down here.
You got a dick pic?
Yeah, no, it was the only one I ever got in my life and it was the wrong number.
Wow. What? It's a gorgeous penis.
I know.
I haven't even gotten my first regular dick pic. She's already graduated to get her master's in dick pickery.
I like the cross. It's, it looks wonderful on your chest.
I would not touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Harry Dubin was my boyfriend like 30 years ago. I think I was allergic to his sperm.
Topper. I'd like to sleep with a topper.
You are a topper.
No, I'm not. I'm a bottomer. Yeah. Wait till it's work on top.
I'm going through the back door.
The back door's always a great idea. Okay.
Well, I know you look at the back side.
No, we don't. That was a rumor.
How old were you when you first had anal sex?
Oh, God.
No.
I have never had anal sex.
There's a stop sign there.
It's an easy answer for me because I was married.
I'm liking that she's honest. Do you wherever you want to be done.
My husband was like huge.
Wow, when you had it in your ass, that's why it hurt so bad.
That's why I cried.
Sorry.
Exactly.
I find my guys in other places and then these girls go out with my guys.
You're like a curator of cock. I'm like Nevada White of penis.
Oh, my God, you guys are something. So, Tinsley.
Oh, Tinsley.
Was it the booze that made you open up about the anal sex, or what was it?
I just apologized to my ex-former husband. I mean, that was something that was private that I should never
Did you hear from him?
Yes, and then some, yes.
We were playing Truth or Dare, and she seems to have been pretty honest this season. We were playing Truth or Dare. You enter at your own risk, no pun intended. That's what you told your ex-husband.
Pretty honest, anyway. Totally honest.
To me, always like this kind of cute little story where it's trying to like be adults and try something and
that
it didn't really work.
Adorable anal sex. You're so cute, you.
Yes.
You're so cute. Like something dirty. You guys just shut me up. I talk too much.
No. You're fine.
Sonia, what did you think? I'm sorry.
I think you don't talk about the families on television.
The families? What are you in the
gossip? She married into the Mortimer family and one of the problems with her marriage with Topper is that she liked to go out and get dressed up and go to cocktail parties and he would prefer that she stayed home.
Now she has a mugshot. She's talking
I'm no longer married to him. I didn't need to bring him in the mix of this.
Alberta from Madison, Wisconsin said, Sonia, what's up with the fake disgusted routine during the anal sex talk in Vermont? Your history of letting pirates plunder your booty is well documented.
It's not over. It's not over till the fat lady sings. Here I am.
I'm not going to say who, but a sex act happened at the house that until recently was considered a felony in 37 states. I mean, I don't want to say but it's so rude.
First of all, I have no judgments on anyone's sex life. I think everybody should stick it in the rear of the rear everywhere they want. But I didn't say I had butt sex. Carol said that, and after the first season, you wrote me a beautiful three-page letter saying that you wished you had not said that.
Yes, you told me that you had had
We cannot cry over spilled anal sex stories.
No, I'm not a prude, and I don't care. And I don't care who does what.
Okay, Sonia, I don't know why I'm asking this, but why do you think that you were allergic to Harry's sperm?
You know, we did talk about this last night. I was just like, after I would have sex with Harry, you know, I would have this like burning sensation. I said maybe it was the condom because
maybe it was that he's banged every single woman in New York City.
Condoms have spermicide. I guess it was that.
Ramona, Frank from Washington, D.C. said, is oral sex really not sex?
Well, yeah, to me, I grew up Catholic, so my father always said you can't have intercourse. So my first boyfriend, when I was 17, we would have oral sex. And to me, I thought I wasn't having sex. That was before the whole Clinton thing came out about oral sex isn't sex. In my mind, I thought that. And even, you know, with dating, I can't believe I'm saying this on TV, if I don't really do anything to the man, but you know what? If it's going a little further, I'll kiss and I'll let him take care of me. I'll go, good night.
That sounds exactly like you.
Perfect. All right, time for a new topic. Was it malicious or was it the most ill-advised icebreaker in Hampton's history? What Ramona claimed was an innocent question to Bethany sparked a fire of contention that smoldered for months. Take a look.
You're in the press now being naked and doing soft porn. Has anybody approached your daughter? Have you explained to her the situation?
Diane Sawyer came to her schoolyard and actually approached her. Ramona attempting to embarrass me through my daughter, who's in first grade, is even low for Ramona, which is a new low. This is way worse than her ripping me and about my life, and I'll end up alone on the Brooklyn Bridge. She's like a bad person, but I hope Ramona just leaves me alone. That's my real wish.
When someone has like a bad time in their life, like, do you like to be there for them?
I don't like the way you're speaking to me right now.
Wow.
Bye, guys.
This has never really happened to me before in my whole life with any friend I've ever had.
You have not been a good friend to me.
Wow, are you f-ing kidding me, Bethany? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Don't ever say I'm not a good friend, because that I wear like a medal. You want to mention it? Now we'll mention it.
Mention it all. Mention it all. I earn my own living.
You didn't have any money.
And that's what you were flirting.
I want to hurt Bethany. I want her to feel the pain I'm feeling.
I've never seen a jealous woman like I saw that night ever in my entire life.
Wait. She is a hard-ass, non-forgiving, judgmental, two sets of rules. You know what? I'm sick of it.
She can never admit she's wrong.
I've invited everybody on a trip. And I haven't invited you. I'm very uncomfortable because of the way that you've treated me.
Well, it's a group trip. I just won't come to the tequila party.
Let's just make a pact. Let's not say nasty things about each other. Let's not be mean.
I like that.
That's it. That's it.
All right.
That's it. I just agreed to a bag of bull.
Let's make a toast to this trip. And thank you, Beth.
It's a group trip. Why are you saying it's a group trip?
I just want to know why you're an asshole. You don't like me. I could tell.
I don't not like you.
What the f*** does that mean? This is my life, it's my livelihood, and I don't want you to ruin it tomorrow.
I would never do that.
Yes, you would, you've done it. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all.
This is unbelievable!
And can you imagine if you didn't come?
I would have died then.
I'm a human being, and my good friends would never act like that. Just cop to what happens.
I am so sorry that I did what I did, and I hurt you.
And that wasn't my intention, but maybe it was. I don't know. I don't know.
I forgive you.
I don't know. I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy.
Everybody loves to be hugged while someone is stark naked.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Hamptons, a place I'm sure you're excited to go. Haley from Lincoln, Nebraska wants to know, Ramona, why are you just bringing up this skin flick now? It's been on Bethany's IMDb page for years. It makes it look calculated on your part.
The reason why I brought it up was I was at my daughter's college coming back, and my girlfriend, Nicole, was in Bermuda, and she sent me the article about Bethany. And it was a recent article that happened before. That week or week before. So my first concern in the back of my head was remembering Avery, and Alex McCord had a naked picture in one of the weeklies, and the school got really upset. She almost was asked to leave.
What grade was she in?
She was in fifth grade.
Great.
That was at our first reunion.
Alex, some nude photos of you surfaced. Tell me about that.
After Johan's birth, I took some photos.
Ramona, where are you going?
Oh, I have to go to the ladies' room.
Why did Ramona just walk off?
Just pretend I'm not there.
I believe that Ramona doesn't want to be associated with them and nude photos. Okay. And if she were here, she'd say that herself.
you walked off the reunion. That was the first time anyone had ever walked off. You were so uncomfortable hearing about the naked pictures.
You know, and I was more like uptight then. I think that I'm not so uptight now, but I was really uptight. I was really wound uptight about talking about sex and this and that and everything. And you know what? My delivery sucked at that lunch. I probably need delivery lessons. Do they give them? No, it was not coming out of viciousness. It wasn't coming out of maliciousness. And then I just lost my whole mojo for weeks on end because she was so upset with me, Bethany, which I can understand in retrospect, but I didn't understand. And I just didn't know how to make it right. And it made me act out worse. And yeah, horrible moment in my life, yeah.
Bethany, Bernadette from Ann Arbor, Michigan said, Bethany, why didn't you just answer Ramona's question about whether or not Brynn had heard anything and move on? Why make a big deal out of it?
It's almost like I can't even answer this question because the article, which brought up something that had been already gone through the press years ago and I wrote about in a book, had come out 6 weeks before. So when you came to that very intimate time to speak to me mother to mother at a public restaurant and bring this big smoking gun, it wasn't that it was the delivery, it was the content, it was the intention.
It was malicious.
Okay, so I don't read the press. I told you. I said to my girlfriend, can you take a Snapchat of the date in October when you texted me the article of Bethany in the magazine on her movie? Thanks. And she said it was the beginning of November. I was in the Bahamas. That was the first time I ever saw the article. When she sent me that article, I'm with Avery. I'm like, oh my God, I hope everything is okay with Brynn. I hope no one's saying anything. And I just, my delivery
sucked.
Nobody
in the whole entire world believes that. So I think
I swear on my daughter's life, that's a truth, okay? And I would die for my daughter right here. That is the truth. Read the text. It's a f***ing truth.
You know what's funny? You're the only mother that has ever brought it up to me to this day.
Well,
the only
fine. All you had to say was, you know what? Everything is great, Ramona. Thanks for your concern.
Guess what? I'm not taking what to say lessons from you.
Well, fine. I didn't come from a place of meanness.
Well, I disagree.
Well, you're allowed to disagree.
I know. Said in Mexico you did want to hurt me. You said that, so you can't play it both ways.
I was drunk, and I don't know what I was.
Well, you were also drunk when you literally decimated my entire life.
You know what?
And
you
career.
Make me nervous. You're like so like, ooh.
I know. Be nervous.
No, because you're much quicker with the wit. I come from a place
it's not
of kindness.
Wit.
I do.
Did I come from a place of what?
I'm sorry.
Kindness.
I do. That's why I have as many friends as I do.
I will say this, by the way. I was going through a bad situation in my personal life. And despite
that,
I didn't come at you at all. You kept saying this stuff to the girls, which was pure fiction. She's coming at me. She's attacking me. Not one time did I attack you. Well, one time I made a joke about Diane Sawyer. Moving on, I walked out of Julon when you came at me and said, do you have friends, Bethany? I walked out. I said, I don't want to deal
like
with
that.
This. You attacked my entire career and insinuated that I've slept my way to I don't know where.
To the middle.
In the Berkshires, which wasn't true. You attacked me. You said something negative
about
my wife.
No, because as
soon
as
but I never attacked you, not one time, Ramona.
Don't make up stories that I did something to be malicious and to embarrass you. First of all, you didn't even get embarrassed. You don't care. You're like, who can embarrass you?
It's about my daughter, and it's about the maliciousness.
There was no maliciousness.
By the way, I don't believe that.
Well, after 10 years, you should believe it, but okay.
After 10 years, I have every reason to not believe it. You've been disgusting to me, and I have not been.
I've been so there for you on so many levels.
I know. You brought me hummus when I was bleeding out. Thank you very much. I appreciate the container.
Whenever you have a problem, I'm there every day. I call you. I'm so there for you. I own what I do. My delivery sucked. I f***ing own.
What does that mean? You always say to me, I own it. You just walk around all over the universe and owning
leaving
it?
Dead bodies.
Oh, and like,
that
you know what?
Work.
Yeah,
everyone
no,
here
I don't.
Does a lot of sh. No
what did I do to you? Ever. What did I do?
You know, Bethany, right? All I was trying to have is a simple conversation. I simply said, how's your daughter handling it? How's the school handling it? Out of concern. You want to think it was malicious? Your choice.
Well,
next question.
The viewers and everybody in this room did not think that.
Bethany, Tracy from Davenport, Iowa said, since you called Luann every name in the book at the Berkshires last season, shouldn't you allow Ramona to apologize for her outburst this year?
If it ended there,
you know the
yeah.
difference? Children. You do not go after anyone's children or even...
I didn't go after. I said, how are you handling it with
know,
your daughter?
It was suggestive as to protecting your daughter.
Movie.
Well, Ramona, Heidi from Yorba Linda, California said, do you realize that it looks as if you resent Bethany's success in much the same way that Jill Zarin did in season 3?
No, I'm proud of Bethany's success. I mean, I was self-made by the time I was 30. She was self-made by the time she was 37. I feel there's a lot of mirror images to us, even though she doesn't see it. We're both strong, opinionated women. I mean, I respect her utmost.
Bethany, in response to Ramona turning up her nose at Skinny Girl Red in Vermont.
Yeah, but I love the Skinny Girl margaritas.
Skinny Girl's corporate Twitter account tweeted, it's okay, Ramona, we don't like you either. Does this tweet like I speak with the spicy for you, margarita. Your team,
spicy margarita I love.
Ramona's sold, you know, a couple of handfuls of bottles of wine in the last couple of years, and, you know, she has no right to criticize what I've done, particularly after her behavior that has been continuing for a decade. And I will review the Brooklyn Bridge, the dresses, the comment about the wine, the comment about it not being my trip, just not letting a thanks for the trip. You know, not that I said that I took my whole wallet out and bought this house in Mexico, and nobody thought that Luann said that. You can't be happy for other people.
Absolutely,
and
I can
it shows
be.
In your face. No. It's like so seething, wrong. And I don't use the word jealousy because I don't think people are jealous.
No, I think you're projecting.
Whatever happened
you're portraying.
In that room.
I think you're projecting on yourself.
I'm projecting because you think I'm jealous of you.
No, I don't think you're jealous of me, but
well,
I just think you're not.
Well, that's what projection means.
I think you're not
in case
genuinely
you like
happy.
The dictionary.
And when you're not genuinely happy, you look for other people. People and other things. I am generally happy.
Wow.
And why do you lash out?
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody here. Everybody's shaking
well,
their
you know
heads.
What?
So look
this,
at your
this,
peers.
Well,
look
you
at
know
your
what?
Peers. Talk
these
to your
are
friends
my peers.
Here.
I have another 50 peers outside of this
well,
group.
These,
you know, the point, Ramona,
this.
Is to learn from the mistakes and past behavior because that's
to.
What makes you a better human being.
Well, last
that's
year
all,
I got everyone to make up, and this year I guess I had a bad year.
After the rest of you saw Ramona's verbal attack on Bethany,
you're an opportunist. You use people. You are so broken, you don't even see it. And I feel sorry for you. Good luck to you.
All right.
Would you be forgiving of Ramona if you were Bethany?
Well, I've been on the other side of that sword with Ramona, of course. And Ramona thinks that if she comes and just apologizes, that all is forgiven. You know, it takes a while for that burn to go away and for you to, you know, even consider accepting somebody's apology, especially when you've been hurt like that.
I
mean, it was hurtful.
Dorinda?
I care for you, Ramona, but I gotta be honest with you. When I watched the scene in the Berkshires and the intensity and how angry you were.
Oh, I cringe.
And how quiet you were, I really understood it so much better. And I don't even know if you knew how intense
it was. Blind
it was.
Rage. I was so angry.
Yes.
It was blind rage.
But Ramona,
I don't even
was it
I
also,
didn't do anything.
You also were kind of,
I didn't do
were you blind drunk also?
Well, I had a few too many.
And you're going to be mad at me for asking you this. Had you taken any kind of pill
no,
as
I'm not
well?
On pills. I was just drinking all day because okay. being around her was making me nervous.
Antidepressant?
No. Sonia said you took Xanax or
no,
something else.
I don't take Xanax.
Why'd you finally decide to invite Ramona along to Mexico?
I mean, I said it on the show. I'm not going to exclude her. You know, the truth of the matter
which
is...
Which I appreciate.
The thing was that all season, I just wanted you to be out of my way. I'm not angry at you. I knew you were had such
no,
anxiety coming in here. I don't feel anger towards you. But do I need to be your best friend? No. Like,
absolutely
I just,
not.
I don't want to be close. But I don't not like you is where I am.
No,
right? I mean, that's
I
really where I am with
that's
you.
So nice.
I'm not angry with you. I honestly wish you happiness.
No, I feel it for you.
Do.
I'm really happy that we're that in that place.
Yeah,
I really feel
it's fairly
well,
clean.
She's not saying you're in that good of a place.
At least she's talking to me.
Right,
that's
yeah,
you know, that's good.
Great,
she's not icing me out.
Right.
To me, that's good.
This is a long
that's
conversation.
Great.
This is good communication. Wow.
What happens when your team of interns is gone and there's a void in your 5-floor townhouse? You import a former socialite, of course, but Tinsley soon learned that a stern mistress presides over Sonia Morgan's home for wayward it girls.
The wayward it girls.
Sounds fun
that.
To me.
So hot, you put the heat on?
I didn't touch the heat.
I took the leaf back, you ruined it, you killed it.
I wish I could blame you for this awful selection of flowers.
Blame me for everything. I mean, why not just blame me for that too?
You went to the bar to get a drink and you didn't bring me a drink.
Did you want one?
Well, we live together.
Parties.
I don't know.
We live together, you should be my slave.
I'm trying to figure them out.
I know her mother, Dale, and she raised Tinsley to know better.
I hope you've been appreciative, because my goodness.
Mommy,
I mean, do you bring her like little treats, cookies or something?
Like the poodles?
No, you're not.
Thanks, Mom.
Where's Sonia? Yeah.
I didn't even tell her what I was doing, because I was worried.
We're cool at this point with Sonia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, very.
I think it's kind of brave of Tinsley to come out without Sonia. Sonia Morgan is extremely jealous and holds grudges.
You should say, Dorinda and Luann called. You're friends. Would you like to come with us? Are you going? And you don't ask me, and I feel hurt by that.
You said that you wanted me to be friends with these girls separately.
Yes, I did.
So now you're having a little bit of like...
No, I just think you should say something before.
I went.
Not animosity, hurt. I just say if you're gonna live rent-free at my place, please
oh
be looking
God,
for an apartment. Not doing all these other things.
Tinsley, it seems, has a habit of putting herself in situations where she's psychologically mind-f***ed.
Stay in her house and abide by her rules or leave and be a grown
that's
woman.
That's what I say.
Your choice, stop complaining right. about it. You don't like the rules, move out.
I'm moving.
Where?
Hotel. I'm sorry, I'm going back to hotel.
Why would you not tell me that?
Why am I getting an item from Page Six about the fact
don't
that
you.
I am not appreciative of living with you again right
leave
now?
Leave talk.
I don't need this bullshit in the press about me not being grateful to you when you know I'm grateful.
Why would I tell the press? Who cares?
But that's what we're asking, Sonia. Why would you do that?
I'm planning like a thank you and party a little bit because I'm sorry she's been a bitch recently.
I was ain't loyal.
You see her key?
Oh my God. Does that say you, Sonia?
Well, Sonia, you know what? I tried to do something nice for you and you know that this is a nice party. It says thank you. You were like a sister to me and you honestly are a really true friend and I love you.
That's
and so thank you so much.
Tins.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was what it was like.
Cheers!
Oh, wow.
Tinsley, tell me the best and worst things about living in Sonia's home for wayward girls.
Look, I mean, I was at the worst time of my life, like honestly the worst. And you let me, you know, into your house and that was, I will be forever grateful. It started off, I felt like kind of sisterly, fun little jabs and pokes. And I thought it was sort of funny and I kind of went along with it, but then I didn't really realize that when we were alone together, it was different. You know, I felt that it was mean. I didn't need to be criticized and critiqued and picked at. You said I couldn't date anybody unless I'd moved out of your house and all these things, and it just was really hurtful, and I thought, oh my God, now this is it. Like, I have to get out.
I felt that too in the beginning. It was, when it was just you and I, it was joking and fun. I should have laid off you in front of the other girls. I never said you were a bad guest.
No, you did.
And then you were complaining to all
my- You said it was a bad house guest.
I let you speak and I didn't interrupt you. And then what you were doing was basically airing our dirty laundry. You were talking to all my besties about me when you were staying with me.
I just was surprised. I never in a million years, Sonia, ever thought that the two of us would have more
either.
Of a problem than anybody else.
I mean, me I either, because we're so tight.
I want to get Luann's opinion because
you were
she
complaining about
lived
it.
With no. you and she also saw no. what happened. And I just want to know what you think of this.
What I think is what started as a friendship turned into Sonia being a little bit of an overbearing
yes.
mama.
Oh, yes.
You know, with me, she would have never done that. Second of all, I just feel like you were very hard on
yes,
Tinsley.
Yes, very.
And you agree.
Right. Oh, it was so hard on her because she had just had the bottom fall out of her life. She
and
was,
so you should be hard on her?
Well, she came to my house. She didn't say, I want to move to New York and party and get drunk at Boutique and pick up young guys and the world what they think about me. She said, I want to come back behind closed doors within the comfort of your home and the safety of your arms, rebuild, rectify my reputation.
So
I'm
you
embarrassed.
You didn't feel that how she was living her life was
what
commensorate
discussed.
With what she wanted
plan.
To do, what the plan was from the coach.
From Mama Sonj. We sat down and did a list the first day because she said, I don't want to make the same mistakes. And I know Tinsley's the most loving person with an open heart and very fresh and honest with everyone she meets. And every guy she meets, she sees the best in them and she falls in love right away. I just wanted her to do what was best for her and not fall in love with the next guy and then be beholden to him.
What is the difference between her meeting Chad, who's 23, and having fun with him, and you meeting someone who's 23 and having fun?
I'm divorced, I have a kid. She said she's 41 and in a rush to get married and have children. So I discussed with Tinsley how to do that. You didn't tell me you wanted to come to New York and date. You said you wanted to come and get your brand going again,
no.
be independent, not to look for someone to travel with, drink,
anyway.
And go to Vegas.
Tinsley, we know that your mom criticized you for not getting Sonia flowers. Has she changed her opinion after seeing the show?
She did, yes, slightly. First of all, when I stayed with you before, after I left, I'd send you flowers, okay? My plan was that after when I left, I was
going
to give you a big
part.
Present.
And she
I was
did.
Going to do that.
I believe that completely.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know I had to give you little presents along the way. I'm not an intern of yours,
Listen,
okay? I'm your friend.
I never said she was a bad house guest.
Yes, you did.
I was
you
begging for attention
that.
When I spoke to Dale, her mother.
That's a separate issue. Why do you need so much attention, Sonia?
She goes out with Luann and Drew the night of my birthday dinner. Not even a birthday card, nothing. And I felt hurt about that.
I think she's using that as an excuse.
No, she wants respect.
No,
but then she was
it was her birthday.
Friends, though,
no,
to film.
To not show up with a card or a gift is a little rough.
Sonia, yes or no question?
Yes.
Did you go to Page Six with the story about Tinsley being ungrateful?
No, she told everyone that story. That's
no.
where they got it.
Okay, hold on.
Told
hold on.
The paper,
Carol,
Sonia.
You were convinced from the get-go that it was Sonia. Do you still feel that
way? Yes.
They never called me.
100%.
And she thought I should squash
it. Tinsley, did you ever confirm whether or not it was Sonia that gave the story to Page Six?
First of all, I wouldn't know how to confirm it. The whole point is that regardless if you called up Page Six and gave them the story, it was out of your mouth that precipitated what ended up happening in Page Six.
My friend living with me, who always seems to be the nightmare, might seem silly to be so upset about being called a bad house guest in Page Six.
But you had just come off the other issue of being betrayed by somebody that I cared about.
I was in the press, and then now another person. I didn't need this. I came to your house for safety, and then now I'm being betrayed again, and I'm winding up in the press.
And then you go to my friends and tell them first about the Page Six. You didn't come to me about the Page Six.
She came to me, Sonia, because you put the item in Page Six.
It was exactly the words you had both said. You came to New York to stay with me because you were in the Post.
I want to move on to the thank you party. Was it a thank you party or a you party?
I was planning the party before Mexico, before I knew what had happened with Page Six. So it was a thank you party. Was I upset after knowing that you had to have had something to do with it? Yes. So I was making a joke saying the thank you party.
Can we call it a fuck you party?
That's all.
Yes. A what party?
A fuck you party.
I like that. Party. I think you should be happy.
Sonia, what did you think of the party? Was it a thoughtful gesture? Was it enough of a thank you for you? She gave you the great Bergdorf Goodman $5,000 gift certificate. Nice toast.
Yeah, I mean,
I felt the party was for show, and I felt the cake and all the people was for show. When she gave the speech, that was from her heart, and I knew that, because she is my friend, and I know her.
Where's your friendship now?
You know, we're going to take a break for now, right? So you can have a breather and be yourself, live your life. I mean...
Look, I just want to...
Your answer.
I love her, and I will always be grateful. I mean, she helped me so much, made it so easy for me to get out of Florida and to get back in New York. I will be forever grateful, and I am. I'm sorry that we fought. I'm sorry I wasn't the perfect house guest. I'm sorry I didn't bring you coffee and flowers. I'm sorry. You know, I honestly was in a really, really rough place in my life.
And I was rough on you, and I am tough. I'm not easy.
You know, and I took whatever may have been constructive sort of criticism, I took it as just criticism, because I was also in a very bad place then.
Well, I'm glad you two are in a better place.
Yep.
After canceling last year's trip due to health issues, Bethany was determined to make good on an epic adventure south of the border. As the tequila flowed and fireworks glowed, the ladies, Luann in particular, found themselves falling hard for their newfound paradise. Watch this.
Wow, everybody, this is beautiful, Bethany.
Y'all, motherfuckers, this place is gorgeous.
This is spectacular. Look at this.
I love it. This is a whole nother level. I don't care what room I get. I'll sleep on the lawn.
You guys, we're not playing the room game today. We're not Gavone animals.
I'm peeing on my territory right now.
I think it's very selfish.
Yeah, but those are different standards.
Why can't we both stay in the room?
Oh, my God, your face, Ramon.
Like a burn victim.
I want sun.
I
will take your throw it in the pool.
All right.
Is this non-alcoholic?
It's with tequila.
No. Oh, boy. That's
not drinking
in trouble.
No? Okay.
I've never said I don't like two at the same damn time.
Double fist it, girl.
The horse is dancing to the music.
So good
spirited. Oh, that was bad.
That was really bad.
Good thing you're not having more kids.
Are you okay? You fell in the bushes?
I can't do anything.
That's bad. You should have gone this way.
Bad.
You're too heavy.
What's wrong with the mask?
It's pretty ballin'.
This tequila is 65% of alcohol.
Oh, you feel no pain, girl.
Yeah. We're at the Super Bowl now. We've been f-ing drinking for 10 years straight, waiting for this moment to arrive.
Yes,
don't let me down, people.
Oh, we did.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We've eaten tequila all day.
Let's just all have sex and be loving.
It's
showing my titty.
I love tequila.
I'm definitely straight, but when I drink, I just want to suck my girlfriend's faces off.
Okay.
You're pretty
sexy.
Let's get in here.
Beyond.
I love you.
This is the
best thing.
Sonia, you're barking up the wrong vagina.
Everybody told me that they were having
having dinner every night. It's like maddening. I'm like crazy.
She's afraid to be alone.
Oh, it's just our night. We can do whatever we want. And now all of a sudden you're like, get to dinner! Get to dinner!
You stop. Don't say that to me.
I'll say
you just show up there.
You just turn to the dark side.
I'm like the happy drunk.
I
cut my hands. This day could have only ended with Dorinda stabbing herself in the hand.
Don't you find it really so overwhelming to always be so correct?
To be you?
Don't give me a psychoanalysis, because I'll give you one in your life, and you will be in, okay, on the ground.
How dare you say that to me today?
I won't go. No.
Do you something special?
So what is it tonight?
Do you want to girl today?
Here we go. You're mean. You came to me. It's just scary when you know that there's a suitcase of shit that people feel about you, that when they get drunk, they're just gonna bust out and tell you. It's hurtful.
I feel like I'm always apologizing for being successful. Like, I'm so conscious that it happened for me, and like, I wanna like make everybody feel good.
And you do. I can't believe I was such a about it.
Okay, let's do Rose and Thorn for the trip.
So my Rose is my husband. I didn't understand the game, obviously.
I'm sure I would've killed myself.
It's funny.
Is you Rose Palm Beach?
Oh my. I thought you were talking to this girl.
Amazing. First of all, round of applause for Luann.
Oh, I survived.
Woo! Without a scratch.
Wait, did you see me in the bush? I didn't even want to get up. I was having sex.
You were so happy.
I was like, so happy.
Oh my God, you okay?
I've never seen you happier. You were as happy as your wedding day.
But the best is next day, I took a tumble in the garden. No, you didn't. Man down.
I also love the second fall. Ramona barely comments on the fall. She's like, you should have gone this way.
I'm like, I could have broken both my ankles in the meantime.
You look like you did.
That was one graceful fall.
Thank you.
Luann, I have never in 10 years of you being on TV seen you that drunk.
Yes! I mean, she loved it.
I never really get out of control. I was literally, and I don't drink margaritas, so it was a long day of travel. I drank, I didn't eat,
but guess what? Nobody got sick. Everybody kept their wits about it. I was like, we've been training for this sport our whole lives.
We had a great time.
Did anyone puke the entire trip? No.
We all got up the next morning.
Pros play hurt.
You brought the A-team of Housewives to the epicenter of alcohol.
I've been training in Palm Beach for like 4 years.
Tinsley, season one.
Everybody was like this, we got this. You know, we were like.
Ramona, you barely got invited to Mexico. So what made you think you and Sonia deserved the best room? Considering where you stood with Bethany.
You're right, it's bullshit. Looking back, I go, I look like an asshole. Crazy. I was an asshole.
That's a good point.
You were really dug in, though.
You know what? I got into this old thing with Sonia and I. It's old news already. We look like stupid old bitches. It was like disgusting behavior. I don't know what I was thinking. You know, I don't know what I was thinking the whole goddamn season. You know,
you weren't.
So after the trip to Tequila, you all go back to the villa. At what point did you realize you had crossed over into
mayhem?
Complete wastedness.
I never knew.
When I saw Sonia's vagina.
Yeah. We knew it was going to be a show, but we were in a contained environment, so we knew the wheels can't fall off until we get to the house.
And we also kind of all made a plan that whatever happens tonight is fine.
No,
didn't we?
Yeah.
We were like, it doesn't matter. You can be anyone, you can do anything. We will never mention it.
Sonia, we have seen you make out and try to make out with other women many times during your time on the show, but you took it to a whole new level that day. Who did you most want to get it on with? I can't tell. You, Lou?
I always start with Luann, but now that she's married, I knew I had to get new victims going.
So you got Bethany?
I did try. Yes. I sideswiped you.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
And I was really counting on trying to get to Bethany. But that's like putting your head in a lion's, you know, mouth. And I was like, after a couple of more tequilas, I was like, I'm going there. Yeah. I love this bitch.
Do you and Ramona make out?
No, that's disgusting. I would vomit.
Because
we're like sisters.
Wait, have you kissed Radzi? Have you tried to kiss Radzi?
Yes. I think she gave me a hickey.
Yeah, you see, she likes brunettes.
She was like sucking on
blonde.
Two of you.
That's amazing.
I have my type, I guess.
I just got low lights, so you're like, looking attractive.
Yeah, you're looking
good.
Before we get into what happened, Bethany, between you and Dorinda at that last dinner, Dorinda, how did you cut yourself?
Oh my God.
She was, I think,
how did I even get to that dinner?
She took the blanks. She missed the table and hit her hand.
She's a gangster after the
Bronx. But she, yeah.
Oh, I went to put the thing down and I slipped my whole hand out.
Oh my God.
And I didn't feel a thing. That's the weird part of it.
Bethany and Dorinda, you had quite the dust up the night of the tequila trip. Clearly it was alcohol driven, but it seemed like some deep feelings came out. Why did it upset you when Dorinda started psychoanalyzing you?
Because I shouldn't be psychoanalyzing her full of tequila.
But this was my thing. Some of the things she said to you were that you try to be the perfect mother, you like to control everything in your life. I didn't understand why you were getting offended by that.
I didn't want to be psychoanalyzing my vacation. I know all that. By the way, that's like H2O is water. Like, am I controlling? No.
I have to say, I was probably verbally trying to fill in. I was being a verbal filler in.
I don't remember much about Friday.
Dorinda, you don't remember.
I woke up the next morning, and I turn over, and there's blood all over the thing. I'm like, oh, my God, am I getting my period again at this point?
Dorinda, before dinner, didn't even know we were at the villa. She kept telling everybody that she needed to be taken home. Like, we're like, Dorinda, you are home.
I was like, I need to go home now. They're like, you are home. I'm like, no, this is not home.
I was so emotional.
We're in Mexico. We can get in big trouble if you don't take me home.
But, you know, as you said, sometimes when you're drunk, true feelings come out. And,
I hope that's
you know, the
true.
Thing that came out, that seemed like it was the thing that really broke you, was that you felt like some of the other ladies judge you for your success or have opinions about it, and that really upsets you.
Well, it makes me self-conscious. To be honest, I'm more emotional about this than many things, and Carol does know this. So during the trip, and it doesn't matter who, it's not important, I'm not upset with anyone, I'm just so grateful that everyone was great on the trip. But people were like, oh, another skinny girl thing, you know, this is my real life, my business, and I feel self-conscious about it, because this trip was really about us all being together, but that one day was about where my product is made. And I was sort of wanting the whole trip to be so perfect because I knew that everybody was a little annoyed at the genesis of it. That's the truth. And it's okay.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. It's kind of fascinating watching you do your businesses. I think it's inspiring.
No, but I mean, and I really, we're in a good, but Luann, you did say some things to some different people that are here, like you were a little.
Yeah, but you know what? I fell in and I was in. I literally fell in.
Let it go. It was like the best trip for all of us that we've ever taken to the most amazing place and the way we all bonded and there was a lot of drama, but we all laughed
so hard.
We tried
new things, we surfed.
I've never seen funnier. Yeah. This is the funniest season I've ever seen in 10 years of being on television. I mean, I cried when Luann felt like, I don't cry. I texted you and said, like, this is like real comedy, not just like reality show comedy. This is like, you know, Dumb and Dumber comedy.
That's real us.
Sonia liked the getting naked.
I did too. I like getting naked too.
You woke up and I'm excited.
We even discussed that I was an hour and a half in a pool.
Yes, with Ramona.
And then Ramona with a noodle separating us. That's all.
Having an intense conversation with this woman who hasn't spoken to me in 20 weeks and she's butt-ass naked.
Really?
Yes.
For some final thoughts with our New York ladies, I loved when you did Rose and Thorn.
Yes.
I want you to do it for the season, so explain what it means.
Rose and Thorn, what was your high of the day? What was your low of the day? Your high is your rose, your low is your thorn, so this is the rose and thorn of the season.
I wish I had asked in Mexico.
Well, you know, okay.
Lou.
Well, I mean, you know, as you can imagine, the highlight of the season for me was getting married.
Very
Got
good.
To say that, because that's the truth.
And the thorn?
The thorn?
Falling in the thorns?
Maybe falling in the thorn bush.
No, that was so cool.
That's your rose.
That's like a rose.
Now, what was your thorn?
Well, probably to hear all of the, talk about Tom because I love him. And so it was tough. But I got through it, and I appreciate all of you being concerned about me and looking out for me and having my back.
Oh, thank you,
Dorinda.
Lou. The rose of the season was watching Hannah feel comfortable enough to move out and start her life. And the thorn is, believe it or not, is probably at the end of the season screwing up the relationship. No, and having this argument because it had all gone so seemingly well. I was like, oh, we're in such a good place. We're moving forward. I've got this new friend. And then I'm like, really? And that's what I said to Carol.
Yeah.
Tinsley, you're rose and thorn.
My big rose is moving back to New York City. I mean, that's my rose, but another rose is meeting Scott, of course.
That's so really nice. And your thorn?
My thorn is, of course, fighting with Sonia, and
I'm sorry. You'll work that out.
Yeah. I'm sorry, too, that that happened.
Sonia, your rose and thorn?
My rose was putting to bed this whole thing with Dorinda, because since then, it's been so wonderful to have Dorinda back in my life. We had a great time in L.A. together.
There's always next season.
Your thorn?
My thorn was I had too much tough love on my girlfriend, Tinsley, and it really did come from my heart. I should have just backed off and let you just live your life.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Radzi?
My thorn was the day after the election night. That was hard. And my rose was going to Washington with Dorinda and Hannah.
That was great.
Ramona?
Well, I think it's pretty easy. My thorn was my behavior and attitude and the way I acted toward Bethany. Thank you. Pretty obvious. My rose was the trip to Mexico and the last day in Tequila Land when Bethany was naked and we just talked it out.
My rose was feeling personal freedom.
What's funny that you say that, because you seemed much lighter the second half of the season, so I don't know if somehow that happened through the season.
Somehow? It was after Vermont.
Right.
Literally.
Jason, your ex, was charged with stalking when you were in Vermont.
Yes. So however I was after Vermont is, I guess, who I really am now. So that was my rose. I didn't have a thorn.
You wouldn't even say your issue with Ramona was a thorn?
No disrespect to you. I'm not saying it didn't affect me. I had so much other stuff going on. I was like, it was like,
maybe
this
the other
is about
stuff
you.
Was your thorn.
Oh, wait, the other stuff. My rose and thorn are the same thing.
Right. Yes, that resolved
the thorn.
Wow. Well, it was an incredible season. I think there is only one way to end it.
Holy, with some tequila.
With the champion squad. You ladies, you know, really have nothing on me.
All right.
Oh, thank you. All right, there are limes on there.
Cheers to strong cocktails and strong women.
High heels and low morals.
Wait. Here we go.
Okay. I have as much hair on my chest as Sonia did on her bush.
I'm working on it.
So we end the season on that note.
For more on The Real Housewives of New York City, go to bravotv.com.